This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so we're going to speak for a few minutes about Rav Shamshon Falhirsch, whose yard site is Chav Zayin Teves, which is tomorrow. Okay, Rav Shamshon Falhirsch was born in 1808. He was Nifter in 1888. And he became the Rav in Oldenburg based on the recommendation of Nathan Marcus Adler. You ever hear of Nathan Marcus Adler? Not to be confused with Rav Nosson Adler. This was Rav Nosson Adler, a relative of Rav Lechsam Sofer's Rebbe, who was the chief rabbi of England. He wrote a commentary on Targum Unklus called Nesina Leger. I was at his kever in England. Rav Shamshon Falhirsch lived in the times of the advent of reform. He was a valiant warrior against reform. He condensed his work, Choyrev, into 19 letters called Ben Uziel, which he wrote under a pseudonym, and it was translated into many languages, and Rabbi Yisrael Salanter wanted it to be translated into Russian. Now, the reason why he wrote it as a pseudonym is because it was dangerous to come out blatantly against reform movement. Actually, the Malbim also, who wrote very strongly against reform, they chased him out of almost every Rabbanus he was ever in. They even said, you know, when the Malbim was Nifter, they didn't make a regular Matzeva for him, because the reform said, if we find out where the Malbim is buried, we're going to defile his body. They recently discovered the kever of the Malbim. He's buried in Babi Yar in Kiev. So the Rav Shamshon Falhirsch originally wrote his work under a pseudonym, and then eventually the reform movement discovered who wrote it, and they attacked him. And the Rav Shamshon Falhirsch, at this time, he was 28 years old. They said about him, Ein anachnu makirim rav echad begermania hamagia l'shir kaimasai. There was no one who matched the greatness of Rav Shamshon Falhirsch. Ultimately, he's appointed the Rav in Nikolsburg. And at later on, Rav Shamshon Falhirsch gave up. He was the chief rabbi of Moravia and the Austrian Cilicia. And at the time, 11 men and 100 families called him to become the rabbi of the religious community in Frankfurt, am Main. And he gave up his chief rabbinate to be the Rav of the Frankfurt community. So Rav Shamshon Falhirsch received quarterly wages. And in the end of his life, he returned to the Kehillah his last quarterly wage, because he said since he's going to pass away and not live out the term, he doesn't feel it would be honest for him to keep that quarter. So he returned the final quarter. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said about him that he was jealous of the Olam Haba of Rabbi Shamshon Falhirsch. He wrote extensive commentary on the Chumash, on Tehillim, on the Siddur. Rabbi Zalman Spitzer writes about Rabbi Shamshon Falhirsch. Shmiras mitzvoisav b'chol koichai. He observed the mitzvahs with all of his koyach. V'sichlai. Me'oilam lo'haya olav moira basar v'adam. He never feared man. Kiyim moirai yisbarach shemai kol yamav. He only feared the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to tell you two things on Rav Shamshon Falhirsch on Parshas Bo'i. Yeah? Number one. Pasuk says, Hachodesh hazeh lachem. This new moon is for you. What does it mean it's for you? What do you mean it's for you? The moon is for Kali, so the moon shines for everyone. We know that the nations of the world have a solar calendar. So the sun is for the nations of the world, but Klal Yisrael has fundamentally a lunar calendar. And that's essential to our reality. Why? Because the nations of the world are not able to do tshuva. You know why they're not able to do tshuva? Because they're hooked into the sun. They're hooked into the sun. The sun is a constant. There's no rejuvenation. There's no renewal. It's there. It rises and it sets, but there's no renewal of the sun. But the moon belongs to the Jewish people. And because the moon belongs to the Jewish people, and we're hooked into the moon, the same way the moon disappears and reappears, a Jew also has the opportunity to reinvent himself and to do tshuva. So the moon is a model for the Jewish people. Just like the moon, after complete darkness and disappearance, rejuvenates itself and is born again, there's a noilad, there's a moilad, so too that allows for tshuva. The reason why in Rosh Chodesh we say, Roshei Chodoshim La'amcha Nasata, Zman Kapara L'chol Toldoisam, it's because Rosh Chodesh demonstrates the reality of the Jewish people, that we could recreate ourselves and we have the process of tshuva. One more thought, Reb Shem Shmuel Hirsch, Parshas Bai. What says by the mitzvah of tefillin at the end of the parasha, Laman tia toiras Hashem beficha, that we wear a tefillin, that the Torah of Hashem should be in our mouth. So Reb Shem Shmuel Hirsch says like this, the purpose of life is that when we talk and when we say words, it should be that our words are governed and rooted in the Torah. We tend to read the pasuk Laman tia toras Hashem beficha, so that we should say words of Torah. He says it's more than that. The purpose of wearing tefillin and the objective of the Jew is Laman tia toras Hashem beficha, so that all the words that we say are rooted and traced and sourced in the Torah. Whatever opinions that we express about any issue, the objective is that it should always be sourced and rooted the Torah Seinu HaKadosha. Okay? Zchusa Yagin Aleinu. Amen. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.